Okay, today we're continuing in the ninth parak of Masechta Vavas, where we are up to parak Tes, Mishnah Hey. So, Hashalech Sivlonos Labeis Chamev. If, let's say, a chassan sends gifts for the kala to the father-in-law's house, Shalach Sham Mea Mana. So he sent 100 mana of gifts. Vachal Sham Sudas Chassan Afil Bediner. And then he went there on the day that he sent the gifts, and he ate a meal there that was worth at least one dinar. Ein Nigvin, then the gifts can't be taken back if the marriage doesn't work out, because he came and he ate. So we assume that because he was happy to be celebrating there and to be eating there, he was willing to give those gifts with no strings attached. But if he didn't even get to have a suda by the father-in-law, so then we assume he can collect his gifts back. He did not give them belev shalem with no strings attached. It was only on the understanding that they were going to get married, and if they don't end up getting married, he can get those gifts back. If he sent a lot of gifts, but he said that he wants them to, you know, to come back to his house when they get married, if they don't end up getting married, she's got to give back those gifts. But if he sends only a small amount of gifts for her to use while she's still in her father's house, then he cannot collect those gifts, even if they end up not having a nisuin. If a person on his deathbed writes a shtar that he's giving all of his nechasim away, v'shir karka kol shuhu, but he leaves a little bit of something for himself, matanaso kayamis, then we assume that even if he ends up getting better and he doesn't die, the matana is binding because he left something for himself, clearly indicating that he thinks there's a chance he's going to live. Lo shir karka kol shuhu in matanaso kayamis, but if he doesn't leave anything for himself, then we assume that if he gets better, he wasn't planning on really giving anything away. He was only giving it away on the aldas that he was going to die, and therefore the matana is not a binding matana. Lo kasa b'shchiv mira, if he writes a shtar and he doesn't say in the shtar that it's a shchiv mira, that he's dying, so then there's a machlokes between the guy who was giving the matana and the recipients of those matanos. Hu amar shchiv mira haya, he says, I was a shchiv mira, and therefore the only I wrote this because I thought I wouldn't be here anymore. They know Bari Haya, and they say, what are you talking about? He was a healthy guy. He was just giving us a gift. Tzarech l'aviraya shoy shchiv mira. He's going to have to prove that he was a shchiv mira divra meir. That's Rav Meir's shita, because right now he's healthy, so prove that you weren't. V'cham say, well, no, if you're trying to get money from somebody else, you're going to have to bring a raya. So if you want to get that property that he had written in the shtar, you're going to have to bring a raya that he was healthy and that it was a real, genuine gift. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Hey, we had said that if someone sends sivlonos, he sends gifts to his father-in-law's house, and he eats su'udah there, then even if the marriage doesn't work out, the girl gets to keep it. But if he never ate his su'udah there, then it gets returned. If he sent a lot of sivlonos with the understanding that she's going to bring it back when they get married, and they don't get married, then it has to get refunded. But if it's a small amount of sivlonos that she's supposed to use while she's in her father's house, and even if the marriage doesn't work out, they never get married, it does not get refunded. And then in Mishnah Vav we said that if a Shchiv Mira writes a shtar giving away his nechasim, so if he gives everything away without exception, then when he gets better, if he gets better, we assume that the matana is voided because he didn't mean to give it. But if he leaves karka kolshu for himself, so we assume that's a real matana. If it wasn't clear in the shtar that he was a Shchiv Mira, and now there's a dispute whether he was a Shchiv Mira or not, so that's a machlokas tanayim, whether he has to prove that he was a Shchiv Mira, or whether they have to prove that he was not a Shchiv Mira. So next time we'll pick up with Parak Tes, Mishnah Zayin.